WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. A career IRS investigator claims the Biden administration is mishandling and interfering with Hunter Biden's tax crimes probe, allegedly giving him preferential treatment. His lawyer says his client wants whistleblower protections to testify before Congress. Severe twisters strike the middle of the country, turning deadly.
A path of destruction near Oklahoma City after multiple reported tornadoes. Video showing the damage in hard-hit Shawnee, Oklahoma. At least two deaths are blamed on the storms in McLean County, where overnight authorities said they were rescuing people trapped in their underground shelters.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. More severe weather expected today from Dallas to St. Louis. Filming resumes today on the set of the movie Rust, a year and a half after the 2021 prop gun shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Actor Alec Baldwin and weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed are both charged with involuntary manslaughter and have pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News. Dozens of people killed in a stampede in Yemen. Hundreds were packed into a charity event where money was being handed out, but gunfire and an explosion scared the crowd. Washington State's governor now expected to sign a bill just passed by lawmakers banning the sale of dozens of types of semi-automatic rifles. Nine other states have similar laws on the books. And artificial intelligence now playing a part in a new TV show.
The new show, Mrs. Davis, isn't your standard sci-fi dramedy.
It is a machine.
In it, star Betty Gilpin plays Sister Simone, a nun on a mission dealing with big questions involving faith and technology and artificial intelligence. Gilpin tells us when it comes to AI, her character and our society are having similar conversations.
Is this thing our savior or our downfall? Is this going to fix everything, or is it going to be the end of humanity?
The first four episodes of Mrs. Davis are streaming today on Peacock. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Penalties for reckless driving are about to go up in Wisconsin. The state Senate yesterday passed a bipartisan bill to double the fines for reckless driving from a maximum of $200 to $400. The maximum penalty for a second offense would go from $500 to $1,000. Governor Evers has indicated he plans to sign the bill. More libraries in Wisconsin are giving out free state park passes this year. The Department of Natural Resources says 160 libraries are taking part in the program. The Check Out Wisconsin State Parks program will start giving out 6,300 free passes to state parks, forests, and recreational areas starting May 1st. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138 to 122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoose has given away over $50,000 throughout the month of April with our Tax Time Giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoose will be giving away some extra Tax Time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up this spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chance to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going till 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour to give away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Hop on over to Rewards Club booth for complete contest rules and details. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Bring home some extra green this spring with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, your place to play.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm hanging in there. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah, you know, man, I was, it was yesterday, and I was, where was that? It was somewhere. And one of my buddies called me, and he said, well, man, are you going to be going to, you know, such and such a place? I said, well, yeah, you know, it's tomorrow. He said, what do you mean tomorrow? I said, tomorrow is Saturday. I think I need a vacation, man. I thought yesterday was Friday. Yesterday evening, I thought it was Friday.
We can only wish.
Yeah, man, he said, man, you probably need a break. Man, it's only Wednesday. I'm thinking it was Friday yesterday evening. But anyway, it's not. We're here. Got a couple more days before the weekend. You know, the OJ's made a tune called Living for the Weekend. And yeah. You know, the other side of it is, man, you know, when I was your age, long time ago, I never will forget, man, I was working, and a guy who was my age now, then, and it's Friday, man, and it's in the summer, and, you know, I'm single, and got a pocket full of money, you know, and it's summer. It's 80 degrees, and I'm getting off at 3 o'clock. And so it must have been about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The guy says, why do you keep looking at your watch? I said, man, because I can't wait to get off, man. And that guy who was my age now then said, son, don't you ever rush time. Man, what is he talking about, man? What are you talking about? Now when young people ask me, I can't wait to... I'm like, son, don't you ever waste rush time. You know, time is going to take care of itself. So yeah, man, you know, got a lot to talk about this morning, man. Where to begin? You know, Calvin, we've been talking about guns and all of that and shootings. And, oh, by the way, we're going to be giving away a set of Brewers tickets to the game on Friday. That's tomorrow. Friday's tomorrow, right?
Okay. That's right.
All right. And so they're playing the Boston Red Sox. Good tickets, good seats. So we'll let you know when we're going to do that. And we'll also give away a pair of those tickets tomorrow. But here's what I want to talk about, because I checked these numbers, man. So a mass shooting, Calvin, is four or more people being shot, right, at one time. That's what they consider a mass shooting. Do you know there's been 163 of those so far this year where four or more people have been shot? 163 shootings so far this year. 12,000 Americans have been killed by guns so far this year, just to try to give you some idea of the magnitude of the problem that is happening in this country, man. And yet we still have people who don't want to talk about it, right? It's not such a big deal. 12,000 people killed, more than the total kill in Vietnam in one-fifth of the amount of people that was killed in a full-out war in Vietnam over a nine-year period. One-fifth. I mean, that ought to tell you something. And it, you know, Calvin, is not just in urban centers, man. It's in safe places. It's in well-to-do communities. It's everywhere. It is a scourge on the society. And I'm never going to not talk about it. I'm just sorry, right? You know, I'm going to talk about it every day, because every day people are getting slaughtered from now on, until there's finally something that is done about it, and until people are finally outraged enough to do something about it. You know, you got to do something about it. So the United States has faced at least 163 mass shootings, and this is ABC News. So far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been more mass shootings than days in 2023. Mass shootings are defined as an incident in which four or more victims are shot or killed, according to the archive. There have been more than 30 mass shootings in the U.S. in the first 17 days of April alone. Again, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Though mass shootings don't make up the majority of gun violence and incidents in America, their impact on communities and victims is evident. Incidents like the mass shootings in Nashville, Tennessee, Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas continue to send cities into mourning and have sparked repeated calls for gun reform. Now, here, the Gun Violence Archive tracked more than 647 mass shootings in 2022 and 690 in 2021. At this time last year, the country had experienced 146 mass shootings, so it's certainly up. So the question then becomes, what are we going to do about it? You know, should we demand that something be done about it? And if so, this is the question. Should we as Americans demand that something be done about all these mass shootings, man? You know, and not allow politicians off the hook. Not allow Republicans off the hook. They're the ones who are opposed. You know, the guys asked me on yesterday, why are you always beating up the Republicans? Hey, man. You know, then they should challenge these issues that are impacting and affecting people. They should not be supporting a gun lobby that has no compassion whatsoever about human life. I don't know how it is possible that you can ignore the carnage of human beings, their bodies riddled with bullets, and the families that will never, ever be able to live their lives ever, generations, ever again, based on the fact that some lunatic with a gun destroyed their lives. Children, not to mention the children that have been, you know, murdered long before they even had a chance to live. When will we ever, as American citizens, demand? Because if we all demanded, and if we all brought the pressure to bear on the gun manufacturers, you know, we see that we're not going to be able to move Republicans off of this unless there are other Republicans who support, you know, and vote Republican, unless those people say enough is enough. Because there are enough Democrats who clearly want to see the change. The reason we can't move off of these things, you know, Republicans won't move. And so it's not a matter of, Earl, you shouldn't be talking about Republicans. Man, then address the real things that impact and affect people, man. You can't, you know, sit there twiddling your thumbs when you hear that 167 mass shootings have already taken place in this nation, and then there'll be one and two and three and four more today, and all you do is twiddle your thumbs, when you and I both know the reason you won't act, the reason you're so cowardly, is because of the money you get from these gun manufacturers. Come on, man. And just be truthful. And I just don't know how you can sleep at night. You know, this is just not getting any better. Where will it end? Universities, churches, you know. Listen to some of these areas thus far. Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Michigan State University, Oakland, California, Half Moon Bay, California, Monterey Park, California, Enoch City, Utah, Huntsville, Alabama, and on and on and on. And all people are asking is just some gun control. Why can't we do that? Why is that asking too much, right? We want gun control. We want to be able to control who are going to be having these weapons, knowing who they are. And I think we have a right. I want to hear about your Second Amendment and those things, you know, because, again, as I stated before, people are talking about the Second Amendment and don't know what the hell they're talking about. But we're asking, again, for people to do the right thing, right? To do the moral thing. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm trying a different tack. I'm trying not to be, you know, so confrontational, at least for the first 30 seconds of the show. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Boathustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Buck Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 56, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows dip down to about 39, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
To 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Good morning to Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WGBW Green Bay, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Of course, right here in Waukesha, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the show. You know, I was talking about the fact that 163, mass shootings so far this year. And here's why. Here's what I'm really talking about, right? We had somebody call in yesterday and say to me, about the state representatives who were kicked out of Tennessee legislature because they had bullhorns and they weren't adhering to, you know, the rules. Well, you know, listen to this. So in the wake of a deadly school shooting last month, Republican lawmakers, these same lawmakers who kicked those two legislators out because they weren't following the rules, Tennessee lawmakers awarded the final passage Tuesday to a proposal that would further protect, listen to this, gun and ammunition dealers, manufacturers, and sellers against lawsuits. So, you explain to me, trying to be, you know, not so demonstrative for at least a couple minutes this morning. But here's what these lawmakers in Tennessee, this is what they're proposing. Republicans, in the wake of a deadly school shooting last month, Republican lawmakers in Tennessee awarded the final passage Tuesday to a proposal that would further protect gun and ammunition dealers, manufacturers, and sellers against lawsuits. Man, what planet are they on? What planet did they come from? Why are you protecting the gun dealers, the gun manufacturers, and the gun sellers in the face of what happened to those children? The Senate's 19-9 vote sends the bill to Republican Governor Bill Lee, despite pushback from Democratic lawmakers saying the GOP counterparts are trying to shield gun companies just weeks after the Nashville school shooting that killed six people, including three 9-year-olds. The final vote came as Lee's administration was still trying to drum up enough support among lawmakers in his party to pass legislation to keep firearms away from people who could harm themselves or others. The fate of this kind of measure remains uncertain. But you have to ask yourself the question, what is in the minds of the legislators who crafted this bill? The only thing that any of us can garner is that they got paid. What else could be the reason that in the face of those people being slaughtered, your thing is to protect the gun and manufacturing of the gun manufacturers, the ammunition dealers, and the sellers of guns against lawsuits? Why would that even come into your mind? And what citizens in Tennessee, even if you own guns, because I got friends who own, they don't agree with this foolishness. Again, 163 mass shootings thus far this year is the backdrop. And then you turn around and find out that there are people who are doing these things, you know, as we speak, to protect the gun lobbies. That this is wrong. There's nobody who can tell me it isn't wrong. It's at the root of why we can't make things reasonable in this country, because we have people who don't have the courage to take on these people. And what I'm talking about is other Republicans. Why can't you take on what is wrong? This is wrong. I don't care what side of the bed you get up on. This is wrong. You know. And yet you don't want to address it. We've got to go to a break, Tom. I see you. Come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Yeah. Do you like the Serene Earl better than the other guy? But because the other guy is still here. And I guarantee you he'll get, the beast will come out of me before the show is over. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. A career IRS investigator claims the Biden administration is mishandling and interfering with Hunter Biden's tax crimes probe, allegedly giving him preferential treatment. His lawyer says his client wants whistleblower protections to testify before Congress. Severe twisters strike the middle of the country, turning deadly.
A path of destruction near Oklahoma City after multiple reported tornadoes. Video showing the damage in hard-hit Shawnee, Oklahoma. At least two deaths are blamed on the storms in McLean County, where overnight authorities said they were rescuing people trapped in their underground shelters.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. More severe weather expected today from Dallas to St. Louis. Filming resumes today on the set of the movie Rust, a year and a half after the 2021 prop gun shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Actor Alec Baldwin and weapons supervisor Anna Gutierrez
for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. The statewide tornado drill set for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today, and the National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings. The test now pushed to Friday with the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. If the weather is bad again tomorrow, the test will be canceled until next year. A lawsuit against fake Republican electors and their attorneys can continue after a Dane County judge ruled against a motion to have them removed on Wednesday. The suit targets Wisconsin Republicans who posed as electors after the 2020 election and the lawyers who helped them. Those named in the suit met at the Capitol after the state Supreme Court rejected the final lawsuit by the Trump campaign to overturn the results. They cast their ballots for Trump while the actual electors cast their ballots for Joe Biden. The plaintiffs are seeking punitive damages of up to $2.4 million. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Partner, and you're so vain. You
Yeah, this song is about me. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us. Why else would I play it? You can join us at 844. I'm only kidding, Calvin. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to Tom, you know, I'm talking about, you know, what is just, you know, unconscionable. This is yesterday. Police are searching for a man from Gastonia, North Carolina, who allegedly shot a six-year-old girl, her parents, and other nearby people. You know what they did? A basketball rolled into his yard. What? A basketball rolled into his yard. Robert Lewis Singletary is believed to be responsible for shooting and injuring several people around 7:45 p.m. in the 4700 block of Greer Street near April Drive. And authorities said one of the family members shot was rushed to the Carroll Mount Regional Medical Center and is in critical condition. The other stable, the little girl, six-year-old, was shot. What did they do? A basketball rolled into his backyard. If you don't understand by now that protecting guns, that there are far too many of in the society, at the expense of human life, I just don't know what to say to you or about you. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. That being said, I know words matter. I know messaging matters. And I think we have to say, yes, we need to ban the weapons of war, but we need to be talking about gun safety. Some of the politicians are starting to pick up on this because nobody wants to be controlled. Women do not want to be controlled by the government. People don't want to be controlled by the government in any way. So I think we do ourselves a real disservice on the progressive side of the ledger. And I know it shouldn't be like this, but it is. But that we should be talking about gun safety. When I was young living in Wisconsin and I took a deer hunting class or a gun safety class is what they called it. It puts more responsibility on the individual to be safe with their guns, which a lot of most gun owners are in favor of, but yes, we should ban weapons of war, and we should ban machine gun type of weapons, but we should really be focusing on gun safety rather than calling it gun control.
So Tom, let me say this to you then. So gun safety denotes that the person who owns the gun has misfired it, or somebody who was not supposed to have the gun got their hands on it and did some egregious thing. To me, that's what gun safety denotes. But if you're talking about somebody who takes a gun and clearly knows that what their aim is to shoot and kill and maim people, that's not gun safety, Tom. It's just
not. I understand that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We need to ban.
No, it's not just. So, Tom, it's not just the banning of assault weapons because people are being shot with handguns. So it's.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying in terms of us actually getting somewhere because there's a lot of gun owners out there.
I know.
That they don't like the word control. There's a lot of people in this country that don't like the word control. And when we say we should not be controlling a woman's body, government should not be controlling people in a lot of different ways. Me, I'm all for it. I don't have a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't want anything to do with
it. So, Tom, let me ask you. So for those people
out there,
for those people on the other side of this debate, Tom, then I'd love to hear their rationale. 167.
I would too. I wish that they would call in.
I'm saying 167 mass shootings already this year, and yet, you know, and 12,000 people already killed. I'm sorry. whether they like it or not, they have to speak out against what is taking place. I've got friends who own weapons, and they're speaking out against what is taking place. You know, I mean, if you're silent when you know these things are going on, and again, based on what I just read about those legislators in Tennessee that are crafting legislation as we speak to protect gun manufacturers and ammunition providers and all of those things, there's something, you know, bigger than Tom, you know, just, you know, how safety.
But my point is, in order to get some of those people that are actually well-thinking, people that are just going out hunting for, you know, for food,
right,
and for, you know, hunting as a sport, if we use the word gun safety, because when I took the gun safety course when I was 11, you know, first thing we learned about was the safety on the gun and how you're supposed to be looking at, you know, the safety is the most important thing when you're handling a gun. So for us to lump those people in with those other, you know, MAGAs, you know, that's, I think, where we need to put pressure on the politicians. And I think if we put pressure on the politicians, because they're all bought off by the gun manufacturers, that if we say gun safety, they can't argue with that point, that we need to have safety, you know, regulation or whatever. I'm just saying the wording does matter. And the thing is, if we want to win the argument or whatever, or have it where people can be reasonable and saying, you know what, yes, I agree with you, I need to be safe with my gun, that those people are also in the NRA. Those people are just regular people that are going out, you know, hunting or you know,
you know what,
deer or what have you.
So you know, so then here's the other side of that. Because with gun show loopholes, which includes anybody who owns a gun, they have and can benefit by what they call a gun show loophole, where you can sell that gun then to anybody you want to sell it to.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Earl, on that. I'm saying about,
no, I get
this,
you.
Thing forward. Yeah.
And I'm just, Tom, I'm just wondering what's the breaking point, man? Is it going to be where maybe somebody has slaughtered, because what was it in Las Vegas 3 or 4 years ago when the guy, how many did he shoot? 50? How many did he kill? That wasn't the breaking point. So 20 kids wasn't the breaking point. What's going to be the breaking point in this country?
I agree with you 100%, Earl. You know that.
I know.
My point is, I'm just trying to make it so we can, I mean, I'd like to hear the people that are conservatives that call up and say, are they against gun safety? Are they against the idea of banning weapons of war? Because I'll tell you what, if you're in Wisconsin and you're a hunter, don't worry. That AR-15 or, you know, whatever weapon it is, you're going to demolish the animal.
So
it's not even worth eating. And you're not a very, you're a piss poor shot.
So Tom.
And you definitely are not a man if you
the silence, the silence speaks volumes. And so that's the issue. And even not just conservatives, man. This is across the board with gun owners. The silence speaks volumes. Because we all know there's something that is really wrong, and something that we are tired of, and something that we know eventually is going to come to our own doorsteps. But again, where we can really make the impact is to kick out politicians like those in Tennessee who are crafting legislation even while people are protest marching about children who got slaughtered, and the best thing you can do at the time of all that hurt and all that pain is to craft legislation to protect the gun lobby. I mean, at least that's something people can do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know I'm with you on this 100%. I'm just saying messaging matters. And every time someone says the word gun control or controlling, they feel like it's controlling them, their whole self. And I think that that's one of the reasons why when we say gun safety, it puts it back on the individual to be safe with their guns.
So listen to this, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Former U.S. Representative Adam Kinzinger, who served Illinois' 11th Congressional District and later the 16th from 2011 to early this year, is one of the Republican Party's most significant truth tellers. Kinzinger is now a political commentator. In his blistering farewell address to Congress in December, Kinzinger said, where Republicans once believed that limited government meant lower taxes and more autonomy, today limited government means inciting violence against government officials. On Monday night, Kinzinger spoke in Chicago at a meeting organized by the Joyce Foundation. And what he talked about was that he talked about why Second Amendment people should be at the forefront of the gun control solutions. A former Republican senator who said Second Amendment people should be at the forefront of gun control solutions. You may ask, well, what is he talking about? Why would Second Amendment people, be the ones who should be at the solution end of this? And we'll talk about it a little bit after the break. So got to go to a break. Thank you, Tom. Those of you on the phone, will come right to you after the break. 844-967-2789. Man, it's real nice to have my blood pressure down. And I kind of like this part of it. Well, the wrong caller will set me off again, though. But all right. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
He went up to Saratoga, and your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. When you're where you should be all the time, and when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife of a close friend.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 56. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 39. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, when is enough going to be enough? When are the American people going to do what needs to happen? You know, and we can't ever be silent on that. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep on talking about it. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. This is something I can speak on. I don't know if you know this, but I train hunting dogs. I've guided. I've run an outfitter service. I taught shooting. I've shot competitively. I have a truck specially set up for hunting dogs loaded with guns, but not once have I thought about using them on a person. Now, to these idiots that are so scared, they have to arm themselves because the boogeyman is out to get them. Let the guy call in that has defended himself many times from the boogeyman. They don't know a hard target from a soft target. They don't know friendly fire from hostile fire. They don't know how to field strip the weapon. They have no idea of the muzzle velocity or the trigger pull, yet they're self-appointed experts. I think the gentleman before touched on it, or if he did, I didn't quite hear it. I was in and out of my vehicle. You need 2 weeks of training to kill a deer in Wisconsin. To kill a person, you need less than 2 hours, or to the goofball that's wrestling with Mickey Mouse in Florida, you can just buy a gun. Yeah, you know, these people have lost all credibility. Remember, their source of news has been sued and is going to be sued countless times for misinformation. Jim Jordan, he's trying to run this false investigation. He's got a subpoena on him, and he won't even answer it. They have no credibility. So how do we move forward? Real simple. Stuff like what you're talking about, Earl, starts right here today listening to you. Not hard to form a grassroots operation. I'd be glad to be a part of it. But I would welcome CJ and Gary and all those other clowns. Call in now and talk to me. You're talking to a guy that knows more about guns right than they ever will. I'm a lot older than they are. My father was a captain in the Army during World War II. He taught me how to shoot. Let them deal with me. I won't get upset. I won't raise my blood pressure. I just find them fascinating trying to defend the impossible.
Hey, Bill, well said. Thank you very much, my friend. Let's go to Mark from Sussex. Good morning, Mark. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I appreciate the taking my call, and I must be one of those clowns that Bill's talking about, but how does he defend then, or how do you defend that every year over 600,000 people go deer hunting in the state of Wisconsin? And how many deaths come out of that, Earl? One, maybe an accidental shooting. Maybe somebody shot themselves, whatever the case may be. You've got no answer for that, because every night in Chicago, in Milwaukee, in L.A., in all these Democrat-run cities, that's where the gun control is a problem.
Well, so let me say this. So, you know, my what I said was that there are 163, mass shootings have occurred in this nation in this year. Not talking about people deer hunting. But you can't dismiss a mass shooting is four or more people that have been shot. 12,000 murdered already this year. So something's got to happen, Mark. You know, you can hide behind, well, you know, deer hunting. I got that, man. But, you can't hide behind deer hunting and, okay, that's fine and safe, and there's no issue with all these other slaughters that are taking place. And they're taking place all over the country. It's not just in central cities. And there are people who have guns who shouldn't have them. And yet I talked about the fact that they have laws that need to be addressed that are not being addressed. People are being slaughtered. And yet people don't want to address, what's taking place. Excuse me. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, good morning, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. So to your point with the mass shootings, it is a problem.
It's a major problem, man.
Yeah.
Dave, 12,000 people so far this year.
Well, a lot of that, unfortunately, I will say is this. The majority of gun deaths are actually suicides.
The majority of the 12,000 is not suicide, David. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Calvin, can you check and see if Calvin is going to look that up, David? But go ahead.
Yes, he can look it up. So what I was going to say to you though was, Earl, I do agree with you that the AR-15 should not be a weapon that should be able to get your hands on. I don't have a problem with people getting shotguns, handguns, you know, whatever for safety and other stuff. But there's no question that the AR-15 is a weapon that's designed to kill a lot of people, and it's used in a lot of these mass shootings. Now, to Mark's point, the other flip side is, and I agree with your previous caller, that we need to hold more people accountable on a daily basis that we see that goes on as well. So when I say, let's say kids get hold of the guns in the house and they commit some murders or what have you, those parents also need to be held accountable because it should never be where they get access to the gun to begin with. And we also need to, and you may disagree with me, I think we need to bring back a federal death penalty for those people that do commit these mass shootings. I don't think they should be locked up. I don't think they should get 25 years, 30 years of free meals and a nice cozy bed and what have you. I think it should be a fast process and actually putting them to
the hey David, I realize
there's go ahead.
Do you agree with the representatives in Tennessee who are passing legislation, attempting to pass legislation as we speak, to protect the gun manufacturers, the ammunition producers, and the people who sell guns? You think they should not ever be allowed to be sued?
Well, the thing is this. You run in that a slippery slope where you would run into potentially where there are a lot of guns that I feel that everyday Americans use. And what could happen is if you sue them and you put them out of business, yeah, you got a problem there. That's not what it's supposed to be, you know, what should be done with that.
All right, Dave, you hear the music, man. We got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. Tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Bye. blood.
Do you wish you knew someone who could help develop your palate and passion for diverse, healthy teas from all around the world? Cultivate Tasting Green Bay is owned by a certified tea specialist, and Jennifer is known for hosting a series of professional tea tastings, unique and upscale, but inviting and open to all. Learn more about Cultivate Taste at CultivateTaste.com or call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.